Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Catherine's, K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N, Barr, B-A-R-R. Address is P.O. Box 395, Durham, California, 95938. Phone 530-332-9243. Date of birth is 3. I'm sorry, here. ID is XXXXX-6898. Date of birth is 3/10/1941. 83-year-old retired woman. Insurance is Medicare/UnitedHealthcare. Pharmacy is CVS. Is addressed to Phil Goslin, PAC. Adventist Health. Five three zero eight seven two 2000. Fax 530-332-1043. Below Phil Goslin's name, it should say Family Medicine Office. And below that, there should be the phone numbers. his address is... ...5125 Skyway, Paradise, California... ...95965... The clinical indication is history of neuropathy and cervical torticollis. Dear,
can I check her out?
I have to give her a prescription. It'll take me a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and get started.
Okay, I'll have her wait.
Just go ahead and get her started. Dear Phil and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Catherine Barr for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. She was seen originally in March of 2022 and was referred for pain management, but reports that they told her that they didn't have anything to offer her, no treatment, and couldn't be treated for neuropathy. New paragraph. She gives a history of neuropathy that varies in her lower extremities up to her legs and pelvis. And at times is... seriously uncomfortable, but varies from time to time. New paragraph. Her evaluation demonstrates an abnormal cervical MR imaging study on May 6, 2022, showing myospasm with straightening of the expected cervical lordosis. Some paragraph is a previous bony fusion, C4 through C6, with moderate neuroforaminal stenosis, C3, C4, C5-C6, as C6-C7, a 2.5 millimeter disc extrusion is identified. It's identified both superiorly and inferiorly, producing flattening with moderate right neuroforaminal stenosis and mild to moderate stenosis at C6, C7 on the left. New paragraph. I have no laboratory values. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and her presentation with recurrent myospasm with excruciating pain, at this time I'm going to initiate therapy with carisoprodol for control of spasm and pain when this occurs. New paragraph. We're scheduling her for electrodiagnostic testing to begin in the lower extremities and to move superiorly to check her cervical for cervical radiculopathy in the upper extremities and the neck. New paragraph. We discussed all of this at length. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation, and I will send a follow-up report at that time with recommendations. So I respectfully, my professional signature.